Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I am joined tonight, by my homie, Rod Zarius of Amatory X Adult Services. He'll be coming to you here in the second segment here. So if you want to holler at me and Rod a little bit later on, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And as always, I ask you, if you're not feeling me on the call tip, because I know some of y'all shy, you're not really as verbally bombastic as you could be, feel free to give me an email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I take your questions, comments, concerns. Mr. J is still, I've been talking to him, and he's recovering nicely from his vagina, you know, his bad vagina eating accident where he broke his neck. So feel free to hit us with pictures, call, you know, questions, whatever. We got you. Shout out to Mr. J, recovering. His neck is getting better, ladies. You might get a chance to break his neck again. I'm playing. No, I'm not. Maybe I am. I don't know. Also, if you want a social network with me, I'm Smooth Drama. Do you pick a network? I'm not on Instagram because I'm just not vain enough to just be walking around taking pictures of myself day in and day out. I don't have that in me. You know, plus my phone don't have a camera that works right now. Not that if it did, it still wouldn't work for me. I don't Snapchat either because, once again, I don't have that vanity in me. Or maybe I'm superstitious because they say that, you know, every time you take a picture, a piece of your soul goes away. I don't know. Or maybe I just take naked pictures and you have to get to know me to get a naked picture. Yeah, that's the one right there, right? No, anyway. But if you want to send me a naked picture. Oh, shot. No, anyway. March Madness is starting this week. Shout out to my homie Angel. March Madness is starting off this week. And I have my ESPN challenge. So if you're on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, you can go to my page. You can jump in. If you're a bracketologist, or if your kid, like one of my old coworkers who kid liked the color of a uniform, and that she picked that one and won our bracket. True story. But if you're interested in the bracket and you just want to brag and go back and forth with me, jump into my ESPN Smooth Drama Challenge. Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, and I will send you the link. Or just go to my Facebook page and, you know, hit the link and jump in, dive in, as I say. You know, we can talk a taste on it. And as I say, I always want to talk to you, so I'm here. Holla at you, boy. What you don't do is don't be like Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, he has a dream of a genderless utopia. He calls himself now, I guess, the Fresh Prince of the Future. And in the spring summer issue of British GQ Style, he breaks out his vision for clothing choices, and his vision for clothing choices for a better world starts with, and I will quote the young Mr. Smith when he says, I feel like people are kind of confused about gender norms. I feel like people don't really get it. I'm not saying that I get it. I'm just saying that I've never seen any distinction. I don't see man clothes and woman clothes. I just see scared people and comfortable people. Now, you know, this is the dude that he's worn he's the face of Louis Vuitton women's wear, the current campaign that's going on right now. And I guess what he's saying is, you know, if you want to wear a dress, you want to get out there, fellas, in your miniskirt. And now, to be fair, in the ancient world, you know, the ancient Egyptians, they didn't wear pants. They was free balling. They had, I guess, what you want to call a dress. I mean, I've got my Egyptian gear. It, you know, if you want a free ball, it was there for you. And it wasn't considered gay, homosexual, whatnot. I mean, as you know, back in those days, there weren't pants. All the guys wore, like, the togas, dresses, whatnot, as they would call it now. So, I won't diss him on that, per se. And, as you know, the Irish, they wear what they call Scottish, I believe. I don't want to get them confused because, you know, I was told that the Scottish and the Irish, they take that shit seriously. Like, if you call one the other, they come in to get you. They may bust the cap in you. So I apologize to my Scottish and Irish homies. I'm not trying to mix y'all. Please, crazy white people from over there, don't clap me. It's all an accident. Anyway, they have the kilt. Once again, free ball. Or you can wear underwear. I mean, because we have underwear now. But, I mean, back in those days, I mean, thinking about you're in what they call Africa now. It's 112 degrees out. You pants probably ain't the lick. So I'm not going to hate on Jaden Smith. I don't know if I'm going to be rocking the sundress anytime soon, though. Now, I would wear like the Egyptian, I can't the name is escaping me right now, but I could wear that, and I could free ball with the best of them. So I'm not gonna hate because it's in our ancient garb. I'm just saying the mini skirt, the dress with my back out. I don't think I'm gonna be doing. You know, there's enough butt cheek being shown out there with the brothers with the pants sagging, with, you know, your drawers hanging out. I'm not doing that. It's not my thing. But, you know, shout out to you if you want to be a part of that Jaden Smith revolution and not be scared or comfortable. You know, I know I can't say ladies. I mean, because ladies are already free. You can wear pretty much, you can wear pants or a skirt. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not against the skirt per se, but you're probably not going to see me pumping that anytime soon. But hey, fellas, if you want to do it, I wouldn't be surprised because we are in the Bay Area and that type stuff happens anywhere. What I always call the gayest, most dangerous place on earth. Now, I did see something that I thought was fucking amazing. It was an article where there's a Swedish company, Imatime, and they came under fire for selling a dark-colored self-tanner called Dark Chocolate. And the pictures was posted on social media pages all over, and it featured white models with skin that appeared to mimic black skin. And, you know, there's supposedly some other products out there like called Caramel and Dark Ash Onyx. And there are some black people who are arguing that Emma Time was yet another example of white people appropriating black features. Now, you know, when I hear that, I kind of chuckle inside. Because I'm sitting up here like, you know, straightening combs, Madam C.J. Walker. And you talk about the mad dash for hair that we've seen out there over the past few decades here, past 2-3 decades, where hair weave is big business. And I mean, that's not to look like black people. That's not appropriating black features. I'm thinking that you're trying to appropriate a different guy. I mean, how many black women have blonde hair? You're not born with it. What are you appropriating? I mean, we already know about skin bleaching. I mean, skin bleaching has been around forever. I dated someone who used skin bleach. It's like, why are you trying to get lighter? You know, I'm not against it, but I'm not for it. I don't understand why you can't be happy in the skin you in. But when I see this, I mean, because, you know, some folks, I guess the argument, oh, you're appropriating black features or you is like black. No, that's not blackface. That's not blackface. I mean, see, it's like one of my AWOL co-hosts, Miss Drama. Miss Drama is stereotypically black stacked, meaning, you know, she's got the big nose, she's got the big lips, she's got the big titty, she's got the big booty. You know, I've got a couple listeners who fit the criteria. Got the comedic bump, we'll just say that, where it's like if you put some Vaseline or some glitter on it and watch them walk in the daytime, you might get blinded. You know, just watching that sachet go back and forth, boom, 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 and the shine and the glistening just right with the sun hitting it, take your irises right out. The point being, I've always joked, and you know, I used to tell Miss Drama this all that people are dying so that they can have your look. And so when I see the tanning, and I mean, let's be real, tanning's been going on forever, and we see a lot of Caucasian people tanning, and non-Caucasian people tanning. And burning themselves and having to go through all that and the peeling of the skin and all that, they do so they could be darker like you. I don't see the problem. To me, it's like, whatever. You know, if you're the original authentic, what's the big deal? I mean, because we see on the other side, bleaching, blonde hair, extensions, black folks with blue eye contacts, all different color contacts. And I'm like, yeah, who are you trying to look like? It's the same thing to me. I don't see the differentiation. So when I hear them, I just laugh and chuckle a little bit. It's appropriating our culture. I mean, looking how you look is not your culture. It's just looking how you look. That's because your parents got together and that's what you look like. What you look like is not technically, it could be a culture, but that's just your DNA walking. Now, folks wanting to look like me, hey, you know, I'm beautiful. I tell my kids I'm 81 years old, even though I'm not, but I am. Let me tell it. You know, my black is beautiful. I look in the mirror, and I'm like, if I was gay, I would tongue kiss myself. No homo. But it is what it is. I'm just saying. So, to me, I don't get the argument. Maybe some folks may disagree with me. We'll have to argue that on another time, because I'm going to go on break, and when I come back, I'm going to have my man Rod, and we're going to talk some adult services and see if we can make some people out there stars. Anyway, this is Lil Brother doing me.
Last time we're doing this shit,
the man behind the board is
one of the best to do it, maybe the best that did it. Most niggas talk about it, with rappers who live it. I paint a picture so vivid with my wordplay. I'm trying to live my life, fuck what her say. I don't come out to play, I head out to work. I'm in the business of making niggas head jerk. I'm trying to move units, I want to move hands. Yeah, I comprehend the importance of having fans, but some fans don't understand. Walk that very thin line between being the sand before all this rap shit, I'm first to man. I don't want you all up in my face, Stanley, just stop it. Cause after some shows, I ain't trying to chop it. And it's not hoes, niggas out of pocket. Can I live, have a moment to breathe? I just rock for 2 hours and you still want me
to say I have to be more happy and be more friendly and smile a little more, but that shit is not in me. Yeah,
these silly niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing it.
They say I have to be more happy and be more friendly and smile a little more, but
decision I carry, wanna be happily married and not just stuck with a wife who can't adjust to my rapping and the lips always happening. And just what would have happened if I took your advice? Got baby moms asking for more stacks, thinking my dope stack took me and the boys work for Leo. I think both of y'all niggas be closed back, but I got lawyers just in case you show our ass like Leo and wanna get a piece of my hips. I support my child, baby moms ain't entitled to shit, and it hurts to write this. Maybe now you'll understand. You gon' lose me as a son, so you respect me as a
they
man.
They say I should be more loving and be more caring and give a little more, but that shit I'm not hearing. And I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing
they say I should be more loving and be more caring and give a little more, but that shit I'm not hearing. And sick of these niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm having fun, living life, doing
me. You wanna tell me how I should be living and how it could be different, or how better things could be if you was put in this position? You don't understand the life that I lead, cousin, it's hard. Every flight that I leave, my wife and my seat. I wish that I could be more involved. I leave it in destiny's hands. Just because I'm on the road don't make me less of a man. I spit it from the heart, and I don't care if other dudes are assuming it. They said I should be more focused, now I'm moving units. Just as long as my name is on the tip of your tongue. Fuck your opinion, nigga. Superstition, sick with guns. And you ain't never walked a day in my shoes. Feel what I felt. To talk to your face turns blue. I'm real to myself. It's like Jesus is the rockets from the crowd and get applause. You think your pocket's rolling because your album is in stores. I should be more polite to my immediate fam and close friends. Fall back and let me be who I am. They got to be more focused and be more patient and find a better way to let off my frustration. I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing me, dog.
They got to be more focused and be more patient and find a better way to let off my frustration.
I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing me, dog.
No one knows. Crisis, don't even watch call. No other time, you know what I'm saying? Every time I always get a shower over the house, I always find pubic hair in the bar soap. Can't even use the bar soap. I have the raw bar soap in your butt crack and all that. I might want to wash my face
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
Alright, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Lil Brother doing me. And without further ado, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to have my man jump in. Rod, Zarius.
Hey, how are you? Not too much.
What's going on with you?
Just putting it all back together.
All right.
Been on a little hiatus after our last set of interviews back in 2012. Had a minor health that... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you what you've been up to. What's been going on?
I had a minor health setback. I had a lung issue that was rather serious or whatever, so I took about 6 months off to get that straight. And then we had kind of a reshuffling of some of the deck chairs and got one of the largest problems we had with some of our starlets was they weren't prepared to become famous. You know, they were kind of and that wound up being a slight byproduct of our operation was fame. And
okay.
So,
all right.
So anyway,
let me ask you. Because the people, would be curious to know what is ass.
Ah, okay. ASS is a kind of a support services conglomerate that we wound up developing because there are a great many services that you have to provide behind the scenes and in preparation for scenes, before you go public and before you have, before you film, before you shoot, before you photograph. There's some wardrobe concerns, there's some fashion concerns, there's some, all sorts of concerns that you have to develop. And, production, we wound up having to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because I know, I just wanted to say ass on the air.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay.
So tell the people what you do and how you can make them famous if they're interested in stardom.
Okay. Well, it's ASS is an acronym for Adult Stardom Services, and so we would, take your. Most people will have you submit a 5x7 or whatnot, and then a little note as to what your aspirations are within the business, whether it's money or fame or exposure or self-expression or whatnot, and then. We begin to, once we meet with our clients and we establish a certain level of trust and get some contractual, things organized, then we can begin to pursue, your persona, your public persona, whatever different genres of, activity that you would prefer to engage in, all of which is optional for our participants. And then we set about, creating that and then letting you loose on the public and see where the chips fall.
So has there been anybody who came to you and was like, nah, I don't want money. I want exposure.
Be surprised what some of the motivations are as a business model, we try to avoid kind of desperation. Some of the normal adult operations are kind of cash in, cash out, in, out, in an hour, shake hands, here's your cash, hope we never see you again. We elected to establish a longer-term relationship with our staff. So once we have a bond of trust, we kind of plant a seed, the tree blooms, and then collectively we share the lemons, or the apples or whatever fruit, happens to come out. So that's but the nature of that is that it's a little more loyalty based, it's a little longer term based, but it's a good residual income for our participants, and it's an entertaining or a source of entertainment for our fans. So I just did some math on our traffic, and we just hit the 1.7 million fan mark as of yesterday. So we're clicking along at a pretty good pace.
All right, so. So what are some of the entertaining films you have made?
Well, there. Let's see here. We specialize in a host of genres because people have different levels of intensity or engagement or attraction. And so we have, you know, if you've ever seen that evolutionary scale where they have a guy knuckle dragging and then a guy partially standing and then you wind up with, a Homo erectus, that's kind of the same panoply of offering that we have, for our adult fare. So some of it is, a lot of it is, some of it is, a little elegant and esoteric and soft. And then it, it may escalate in activity. We don't do anything with children or teenagers or pain or humiliation or any of those things. You can shop elsewhere for that. But, because we like to have everyone enjoy whatever experience we're, that they're engaging in. So, but having said that, what is possible is I actually constructed a tour for the visitors or the listeners you have in your audience. So if people are in their spare time there, if they're willing to surf, they can go to www.amatorix.com/smoothdrama, and they would be able to see an assortment of what we have on tap right now. And you can see the range of our offerings. There's even a free movie pass if you're so inclined to navigate in there. If you get to the end of the train, you'll be able to see a free movie pass, and then, people can judge for themselves. But the tour itself is pretty self-explanatory.
And to the people out there listening live, if you're in the chat room or if you're not in the chat room, I just put the link in the chat room so you can just click on there and check it
out. Okay. People are feel free to post your feedback in the chat room so we can, we'd like to see what the buzz is, or if you have any sort of technical difficulties, we have staff to get on that for you to make sure you have a positive surfing experience. But, yeah, so that's where – but I've just, I've gotten a kind of a cleaner bill of health and actually kind of relocated around the country and got some new staff, let some of the problem people go, got some new promising up-and-coming people. So we're on the cusp of something new and exciting now.
Okay, so what we got coming up next? What can we look forward to coming from?
Probably the first and most useful tool that we've developed is an enterprise we refer to as the A-Train. It's the Adult Ad Subway, and what that does is it's kind of a navigator that will help you find the type of content that you're interested in, and it's obviously even a freelance service that we offer to other performers so that they can also be found, because that winds up being one of the larger problems in this business is the people who are skilled at creating content may or may not necessarily be skilled at advertising or networking or marketing their content. So this enables you, once you get on the A-Train, you can go, you can surf around and you can find, if you're a performer, you can be found, and if you're a consumer, then you can find what what you're interested in.
All right. So what would you say is one of your bigger draws?
It's funny. One of the major adult film houses just posted. They did a survey, or they dumped their own records in which display the most popular adult searches across the country by state, which is rather enlightening when you look at it on a map, which, oddly enough, lesbianism happens to be one of the top search terms entered in Google or whoever, which we don't happen to offer. Although we do have a couple of bi performers, but we haven't really done a lot of lesbian activity. But after that, it's we're on the edge, I don't know, say 2003 to 2006, we were one of the few people doing plus size. And, and even today, they just shot a new girl who's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and she's getting flack and having her commercials canceled on regular network television while we watch Cheryl Teagues wiggle around in some commercial, 10 seconds later. So there's a great degree of hypocrisy that still exists around what is basically the dimensions of a normal woman. Marilyn Monroe is a size 16, and that's actually the average size of the average actual American woman. And so that's our niche there. And so between the plus size niche and then the with a kind of an interracial aspect, because I, you know, I'm black or whatever, that which is kind of neither here nor there, but that's kind of the niche that we've basically perfected over the, you know, 10, 12, 15 years we've been at it.
So, I mean, now are you like Spike Lee? Do you perform in your own films, or are you strictly behind the camera?
No, I'm a jack of all trades, no pun intended. So it's, you know, I'm the cameraman, the wind guy, the oil boy, the, you know, the wardrobe person, the makeup man, you know, and the photographer and the videographer. So it's quite a task, but, you know, I get a few more paychecks that way. So,
hold on,
and it's a far more intimate experience for the ladies, because it's not, you know, there's not one lady and umpteen dudes, you know, working a bunch of gear, which is a little odd, you know, I could imagine. So it's just myself and the, you know, and whoever the particular performer is.
Okay, so it's you're not necessarily porn. It's more like women performing for the camera, or do you have sex scenes? I mean, how does that go?
Once again, this is where we get to the evolutionary scale. We have individual content with, you know, ladies and you know, maybe a toy of their choice, or we have, you know, kind of an oil show, or we have a kind of a striptease. We have an online strip club, so we have some striptease routines, and then we have Bennett that does delve into some contact and some activity. What's that?
Hold on. You said online strip club. So I don't
Great
have to leave my house to go to the strip club? That was you telling
not,
me?
You may have to, you'll have to electronically send us your singles, but yes, we do have an online strip club.
Hold on. How does that work? I mean, so I'm electronically sending singles. I mean, well, I guess you can't touch nobody in a strip club anyway, but.
Exactly.
I mean, How is that working? I'm just curious how that goes on your electronics.
Okay. Functionally, we have shows, you know, one or two a week that we introduce to our members. Our starlets compose the shows in their own, in the privacy and the safety of their own home, and then, you know, they forward to me for editing or lighting or music or whatnot. And then we have those routines taped, and sometimes we do a live routine if we can get, you know, if you're a Friday. We have a midweek routine, either Tuesday or Wednesday, then we have a weekend routine, either Friday or Saturday, that can be live. And so, you know, you can drop in for those and pay a slight cover at the door, or you can become a member, and then you'll just receive the shows, or you'll receive a notification of when the shows are, and then you can just partake as you, you know, when you have time, or if you're on the train or you're commuting or you're, you know, whatever it is, you know, you can catch a strip club whenever on your schedule. And, you know, and then you can tip the girls at the end of the show or whatnot, and it works out pretty well for everyone. So
okay.
There's a safety element. There's a, you know, not having to go to the shady part of town, you know, all those things, you know, that, you know, in the digital age, you know, we've sterilized some of the pitfalls to striptease.
So for some of my female listeners, If
sure.
They're of the lesbian persuasion,
okay.
What do you have to offer them?
Well, we have all women, so presumably lesbians are interested in women, if, you know, if my definitions are correct. And so, you know, they're just as they have dollars, not unlike men. So we'll
no,
as long as they're all green, we'll take them. So.
No, I was saying, did you have male performers? For late, like if you have like a burgeoning female audience,
yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the elements we may be looking into, because I have a couple of inroads into some dancers into a strip club in Texas. I don't know if people have heard of LaBere. They kind of did a stunt cameo in the Magic Mike 2, sequel. But I have a close personal friend who's actually a dancer, and so we're actually in negotiation now to look into, you know, canning some male routines for some of the ladies, so they can stay home and, you know, and enjoy things between knitting and cat bathing and whatnot, they can catch the odd striptease.
So. Right, because, you know, there are some women when they're crocheting, they,
uh-huh.
they put it on their computer and say, yeah. hey, let me see what's on Amatory X tonight.
We're about to have a female president. This can't be too far behind.
Right. It's a thought. I mean, well, you should run for president, man.
Dude, give it, give me about two more years. Well, next time up, Rubio just dropped out, so I'll have to catch it. You know what, though? I would, I'm hoping that America comes to its general senses and can see through some of the Trump bluster. That's because I'd hate to have to run my operation from Canada. So, we can dream.
Hold on. Now, you know full well Trump has probably been one of the people that's looked on your website, so I don't
oh,
think...
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. So we share the same birthday, oddly enough, but I try not to tell too many people that. But
I've been of the opinion that Trump is not really trying to win. He has said everything stupid under the sun so that people wouldn't vote for him, but... People are still attracted. I mean, he has said some of the most idiotic things ever. And they're like,
yeah
we love you, Dunno. It's like, really?
Well, to the degree that it's a breath of fresh air for someone to speak frankly from the hip, you know, I can understand where that would be refreshing rather than having, you know, structure, you know, scripture and verse read monotonely to you by, you know, a politician who's just trying to change the subject. So I can understand the breath of fresh air there, but his compass is horribly wrong in terms of civic, I mean, his entire civic compass is off, you know, in terms of
He's a multi-millionaire. Where would there be a compass? Billionaires aren't nice people.
Well, see, here's the, and this I wouldn't disagree with you there, and it the insular nature of being a billionaire and or the power dynamic that you're used to engaging in, wherein everyone that you deal with is either on your payroll or is dying to get on your payroll, you can tell them virtually anything, and they'll, you know, tell them to jump, and they'll ask you how high. So he has a perverse view of the, you know, and typified by his TV show wherein he gets to fire people for fun, you know, and everybody sits in and watches, well, whose head is going to roll this week? I mean, it, you know, it's almost Victorian or medieval in its appeal, you know, where we just bring our pitchforks and our torches and watch heads roll every week. I mean, but the problem is you cannot govern a country that way. That's where the problem, I mean, it's entertaining, perhaps, but it's not at all efficient.
Well, I would disagree with you and say that we've probably been governed that way for a while now. But it's me.
Oh no, that's true. And to the degree which we get to see behind the curtain as to how things actually function, you know,
right.
I mean that part is enlightening too. So.
Okay, so I won't say that some of my listeners would be interested in being a part of your program, but if
sure,
how would they get in touch or get involved with what you're doing for exposure?
Okay, the fastest way, if you're here now, is you can surf the link that we provided, amatoryx.com/smoothdrama, and at the end of the scrolling train there, you will be able to get your free movie pass. You can put a small note on there that you're interested in, you know, that you have a performer's spark in you and you'd like to, you know, examine that. But you would have my email address, which is my direct contact, and then we could go from there. So, but it's really so. Let's see here. It isn't, since our content is self-contained, the decision you would have to make to become a performer and then become famous as a porn star, that's not what we're at all what we're pursuing. So we have a much, you know, more cloistered group than that, and we strive to maintain privacy and discretion.
Okay. So So now, if we're it's just regularly. I mean, because I know this link is up just for the show. But if
sure.
if you just wanted to just check out your site just on the regular, okay. And where would we go?
Oh, okay. AmatoryX.com/welcome, and that would get you into the front door. And there's a lounge that you would be able to go in, and you would be able to see all the over 100 different genres, or we have like 10 different genres, but 100 different websites, approximately 10 per genre. And, you know, and then you could go in there and, you know, not necessarily see how much you could take, but, you know, you would be able to find your own level in there somewhere. And then we have a combined, it's a mega site with over 100 sites, and it's a social network combined. It's one of the first ever devised like that. So in short, the websites are actually not unlike stores in a mall, but we actually took the time to erect a lounge, which is not unlike like the food court in a mall. So everyone's free to go to whatever restaurant they would like, and then you can take whatever fare you purchased and come back and sit down at a table with friends, and you can compare pictures, share pictures, you know, share feedback, share impressions, share thoughts, plan future things, meet future people to plan things with, you know, so there's a whole degree of interaction that you can't get directly from, you know, an a la carte website where you, you know, send them your money, they send you a password, and it's you in your basement, you know, enjoying your purchase. So this kind of brings everyone out of the closet, so to speak, and allows you to, you know, at least, you know, either share your proclivities, find like-minded people who share your proclivities, you
so
know,
it's
and
like
then,
a,
you know.
Like a social network, you're saying.
Oh, exactly
so,
that.
So
you sign in, you have a profile, you can friend people, you can friend your favorite stars, you know, you can send them tributes, whatnot, you know, you can interact directly with the models.
Yeah, I would like that. I mean, could you put that link up in the chat, please? So if people
sure.
want to go there, they could just click. So you can go. You're listening to the show. You can go into the chat link, click on that link, and become a member.
Yeah. Well, we have it. There's in the link I provided on the if you ride the train long enough. When you scroll to the right, there's a join mechanism in there, which you can click on, and that will initiate the, you know, the membership process.
And you keep saying ride the train. I'm like, run the train, ride the train.
Yeah. Well, sorry, that might be a sloppy metaphor too.
Yeah,
but one of the things we did, since we had basically a megalopolis that we had erected with over 100 sites and then the social network, people had a difficult time navigating all that, and so we basically mapped it all out and then basically transposed it into a train track so you basically can't get lost. And so that's why the train metaphor carries so heavily, because it's your chief navigator within the site.
So
but
now,
I will give you a link to it. So,
well,
the link is in the, if you're able to, are you able to surf during the show?
I
don't
want
to ask you too heavily.
That would not be a good idea.
Okay, no stress.
But, you know, because I don't want to get lost, and, you know, I'm doing the show, and then all of a sudden I'm like staring at booty, and I can't perform, and, you know. I get distracted very booty. If I see a big booty in my face, words hit me.
Okay. Oh, well, you've got the link in here properly.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Now, going forward, now, do you plan on expanding? Do you want to expand to films? And, you know, you have your as you say, the online strip club. Do you plan on, I talked about earlier, making that all-inclusive, men and women, people performing together, or is it just going to be on an individual basis?
Ooh, it's we may, you know, I can't really, I mean, I'm open to some that's a difficult, it's not a difficult question, and it's a very good one. Right now, okay, in terms of video, we do have movies, we do have a theater, we do have a significant online presence, which you could observe at Twitter or X-Videos or ManyVids or X-Hamster or I Love Interracial. We have some of our FetLife. There's a couple different places that we are, you know, you can find our profile there currently and see what we're up to. And all those links are actually on the train in the link that I provided. So you could get a grip there. So we do compose movies in-house to be viewed, you know, exclusively by our members. But we just may be pursuing, you know, commercial outlets or whatever. So you may, you know, we may be on a shelf, you know, here very shortly. So you never know. But, I mean, right now that's where we are because, again, if the goal wasn't, okay, revenue is a goal, clearly, you know, but fame necessarily isn't necessarily a top priority. However, we're launching a division for the people who don't mind fame, you know, and still want money. You know, we'll be able to service those models too.
Okay.
In terms of the content, though, we haven't had like an open stud call and an open female call, and you know, let people go at it. It's still kind of a private club in that regard. Not in terms of admission, but in terms of how we govern things and the exposure that we, you know, set out to obtain.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was just curious because, you know, when we start talking about projecting a mm-hmm. few years down the line, did you want to be one of those people that are on ABN, you're in Vegas at the adult video show, award shows, and doing your thing?
You know,
there?
That we just might do that. And we have a couple people capable of, you know, getting an award or two. So, yeah, we, you know, and we've actually had a couple models be in the you know, the MILF of the Year contest with ABN or, you know, some of the other places. So, it's that could be on the horizon. So, you know, and the thing is, it's not my overt goal, but if I find someone with the ability to get that done, I have the skills to get them to that level. So, you know, it's basically up to the, but it's nowhere in my job description to make that happen for someone. You know, if they want it, we can get it done. If they don't, then they can stay where they are. So that's the degree to which it's entirely optional.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when you say you've reached a 1.7 million viewer platform, mm-hmm. I mean, that's where you're at that next level. So it's
yes, we're knocking on the door for sure.
All right, so transforming those eyeballs into commerce.
Yeah, well, I just launched a studio on Monday. It's once again on the train track in there. If you know, if you go to the link and then you can scroll to the left to the mini vids. So we're at www.manyvids.com/AmatoryX. We're there now, and we have a smattering of at least a dozen or so videos that you can, you know, preview and judge and, you know, see for yourself whether it's something that might interest you. So.
All
and,
right.
You know, obviously they're available for rent.
So, I mean, so basically when you start making these award-winning videos, I'll be coming to hang out with you here. And,
well, there is an opening for Oil Boy, so, yeah, we can – I'm always ready to staff up, so.
I just, you know, interns. I mean, are you accepting interns?
It's the new form of slavery. Yes, it is.
Hey, summer interns, man. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, hey, if you're trying to do some interning, you can give my man Rod a call at 50. Anyway.
We're hiring. All around the country. Internationally, even. We have 6 to 8 models. Or, you know, we have models in the UK, Germany, Italy, New Zealand. You know, we're the Philippines, Mexico, Canada. You know, we've been international for on the order of at least 8 to 10 years now.
So where would you say, I mean, as far as demographics go, you would say that the majority of your audience comes from?
Having just been fresh off of Twitter Maps, I can easily and definitively say that our core audience, probably anywhere from 50 to 60% of which, is homegrown right here in the USA. And then
right.
We're quite big in Russia. We're quite big in the Netherlands. We're quite big in Germany. We have, you know, good following in Italy. Not too many Canadians. Probably about 10-15% of Canadians, though, are quite fond. And so our actual niche here, aside from being interracial, is the mating age, basically from, I don't know, 25-ish to 45, 55-ish. And so that's the MILF-GILF kind of genre. That's where we operate.
So why do you think that you have such a big European audience?
They have a much less puritanical view of sexuality, and they have a less of a taboo in terms of interracial activity. You know, I mean, we still have miscegenation laws on the books here, and, you know, my wife happened to be white when I was married, and, you know, there's probably 12 states now that I shouldn't be able to get married in if you look at the laws that nobody's bothered to enforce. And so, but that's just a remnant of our, you know, kind of a racist past and originated history. But, you know, Germany doesn't have that problem, especially since the end of World War, you know, II and their reconstruction, you know, where you'll even hear black servicemen go to Germany and are wildly popular with the women, you know, just because they don't have a racist, you know, agenda or undercurrent to begin with.
I would guess that there's still a racist undercurrent. I mean, because, you know, the racist undercurrent here mm-hmm. didn't stop it from happening.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I can't really attest to all of Europe, but what I'm saying, you know, and maybe the men of Europe still have an issue, but I can guarantee you the women of Europe are past it. So that's just all I was really interested in, so I can't really speak to the men.
All right, so we got anything coming up this year?
No, just the finalization. I mean, I started. My problem is when I build a road, I start out with an 8-lane freeway, so it seems the progress is glacial at best at the onset. But once I get it constructed, you know, we go from you know, a backyard birthday party to Disneyland all in one snap. So I don't really need to devise anything new. I just needed to perfect and integrate everything that we've had. So, because I had a pretty far-reaching vision of this when I started, so we're at the cusp of pulling that off almost entirely. So,
okay.
But again, I'm open for ideas, and if somebody has a project they'd like to get onto, you know, then because as part of the ASS Adult Stardom Services, there are the personal services that we offer a model to get her ready for shooting, but then there are the post-production services of, you know, web design, ad design, marketing campaign, you know, Twitter campaign. You know, we try to stay away from Facebook. It's a bit prudish, and, you know, you wind up spending most of your time in jail if you operate – Facebook jail, that is, if you operate on Facebook. So,
all right.
But, you know, we do offer those services.
Okay. So once again, before we go, tell the people where they can find you again. I mean, because I think everybody okay. should – a little ass in their life.
Yes, they do. Okay. It's www.amatoryx.com. And if you just start out with that, you really can't go wrong. We'll keep feeding you, you know, just keep bumping around and we'll get you into whatever you're into. So.
All right. Well, hey, Rod, I want to thank you for coming on. And, of course, you know, we gonna hook up again, and I'll be up that way in a month or so, and we'll get together and have dinner and throw some ideas around.
Okay.
In the meantime, man, thank you, and as always, you know, if you got something going, hit me and let me know, and we can get you on and we can talk about it.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you, Amatory Nation.
All right, man.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Yep, bye.
All right. That was Rod Zarius. And he was bringing the ass with him. I mean, I just like saying that. He's ass. Adult Stardom Services. Why didn't I think of that? Like, instead of smooth drama, I could have just been ass drama. That don't sound right, but anyway, Rod Zarius, AmatoryX.com. The link, once again, is in the chat room. If you down, check it out. You know, you don't have to go to any, as he said, you didn't have to go to any seedy part of town. If you want to get your strip club on, you can get it on right in the comfort. I don't think that they're in the basement though. I think they're in the comfort of their own home, right in front of their computer, right in their bedroom, front room, wherever their laptop or desktop is. Not that I'm incriminating myself or anything like that, but you know, I was going to check out the link and see where it goes. I'm just curious, you know, because I got ass on the brain for some strange reason. Oh, man. Anyway, before we go, though, I do have to say this. Flint water crisis. Just in case some folks have forgotten, we have to keep reminding you that Flint still has a water crisis. It's not going away. I'm not saying that we should be on TV, even though we should be protesting that. But I saw that they had the officials testifying in front of Congress, and the three officials, they gathered before the House Oversight Committee Tuesday, and they all said the same thing. We didn't do it. Susan Hedman said, I did not make the catastrophic decision to provide drinking water without corrosion control treatment. Darnell Early, who's the former emergency manager who was in charge of Flint when the city switched its water supply in 2014, insisted that he played absolutely no role in this initial decision-making process. And Dane Walling, the former mayor of Flint, said, I was not involved in any of these discussions about switching to the river. And it's funny because everybody is saying who were there, who were quote-unquote in charge. You know what? It wasn't me. You know, Hedman is like, well, I was giving head when it happened. Darnell is like, well, I was giving head when it happened. And Dane was like, well, shit, I was giving head and getting head when it happened. Allegedly. I wasn't there. I had nothing to do with it. You know, that's where that Clinton, I was getting head, but I wasn't getting head. He comes in, it's like, Clint, water crisis. Y'all never forget that because those people still won't have clean water. And I haven't heard anything about clean water being addressed, a plant to clean up the water system there. I still haven't heard that. I've heard was, hey, we didn't do it. I mean, we didn't do it is not enough. But that's just me. I know we can care about a lot of things, but your brothers and sisters who are suffering, we should be thinking of them also. On that note, I missed the F to N word. I want to thank my man Rod Zarius for coming on, and to all my loyal listeners. Peace out. I'll holler at you later.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.